Congrats to Dan. He qualified for the $500 in free fuel. That drawing is tomorrow afternoon. Let's do our classroom pledge of the week. It's Ms. Collins' class. She teaches the 3-4 combo at Adams Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Scientists make mice wear VR goggles so they can feel what it's like to be attacked by a bird.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
By the way, well, the news is brought to you by Avista.
Thank you, Avista. Appreciate it. You're a very powerful company.
I see what you did there.
Now this, I don't understand how this happened, why this happened. I haven't heard much about it. Apparently, it went down in late March.
Okay.
And I need some Jay and Kevin experts to help out with this. Do we have any cookie eaters out there? Any Chips Ahoy eaters? Ooh. Chips Ahoy is the best-selling brand of chocolate chips in the world.
That makes sense.
Chips
yeah.
Ahoy account for nearly 50% of all chocolate chip cookie
wow.
sales.
Well That's done, Chips good. Ahoy, yeah.
But Chips Ahoy, back in March, did the biggest update to the snack in almost a decade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bosses at the company said the new...
More chips?
Improved cookie was revamped with...
No.
Chocolate chips with higher cocoa content.
Okay. A more chocolatey chip.
And just the right cookie texture. Development for the new recipe took more than 4 years, and testers considered 60 different recipes before the final choice. But people are up in arms about it, saying...
Because they can taste the difference?
Quoting this, awful.
Really?
Terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the worst things to happen in American history.
Is this like when Coke did this? Same kind of scenario?
Jay, it seems a lot like that.
Why do you mess with the recipe? I mean, you have 50% of the market.
One consumer said, truly terrible. Absolutely shameful that anyone greenlit this. I've been eating Chips Ahoy for my whole life, but this is the worst. This is worse than worse. It's worse than a low-budget store brand.
Oh, wow.
I won't be buying ever again. Oh. I'm so sad.
I'm so sad. It's great. You're just sad is the best ever.
I used to love Chips Ahoy. I had one of the new ones and had to throw away the entire party size box.
Wow, man.
Is it really that big of a difference?
And then simply someone said, hey, Chips Ahoy, your new recipe sucks.
That's...
So people just go and add it.
That's hilarious.
See, no comment from Chips Ahoy yet.
Really?
If they will go back to the drawing board.
I'm going to go to Twitter and start following it.
4 years and 60 different recipes, and you came up with something that a lot of people don't like.
I don't understand.
Now, I'm just curious if people out there love them, if there's some Jay and Kevin fans that eat the Chips Ahoy. I have not had them. It's been a long time since I've had a Chips Ahoy.
Brian said the Chips Ahoy are nasty now.
Really? Okay, so he's confirming it.
Kim said, nope, you got to go with Famous Amos, way better.
Ooh, Famous Amos is good.
You think Famous Amos will change it? Probably not. Stick with it. It's Famous Amos.
They said Brian said the cookie part is the part that's terrible. It's not so much the chips, it's just the cookie itself.
Okay, they made the cookie terrible. Well, that's a big part of a cookie. The cookie part.
The cookie part. Is it a really very is. Large it's, part of the cookie. That's
yeah.
correct.
I can't wait to get some. I want to try some really
Will you
bad.
Know? I mean, will you... Are
oh,
you,
yeah. Well, I know what a regular Chips Ahoy tastes like.
I guess it doesn't even really matter. Either it's good or it's bad, right?
Like you're I know that Chips Ahoy are good.
They were
I've
good.
Had them in the past, and they used to be great. So if I taste these new ones, and I'm like, ugh.
Is that Nabisco? Is that the parent
Chips
company?
Ahoy.
No, it's Nabisco.
Is it? Thank you, Steve. I don't know for sure.
What's next? Chicken and a biscuit?
I'm pretty sure.
If they make... Oh,
Sorry, that was blasphemy.
If you mess with chicken and a biscuit.
I'm just saying.
Well, we're going to make it healthy. No, you're not.
Yeah, leave it alone. Let Gosh, it be. Dang it. You know what?
Chicken and a biscuit is probably the one chip that when you eat it, you know this is the most unhealthy. Like, you taste chicken and biscuit and butter and all these things in a cracker. It's amazing.
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, I love it so much.
There's not, I mean, again, nobody's going to go, man, I need the healthiest of healthy snacks. Let me grab some chicken and a biscuit.
Fine, go get one of them nutcrackers or something.
But what is it?
The nutcrackers. The crackers that are made of nuts.
Ah,
I understand. You've seen them, haven't you?
I understand now. I was confused.
Story number two.
There's healthy chips
out
there.
Of course, yeah, but yeah, just leave there. Leave the unhealthy ones alone.
Biscuit.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Yeah, that makes me want to get them so bad. Steve, what are the chances of you running to the store and getting chicken and a biscuit? Do you like chicken and a biscuit?
I don't know if I've ever had that.
Oh.
Steve.
How long can you go?
We got to get you some.
I don't even know if I know what that looks like.
Well, it looks like a chicken. And a biscuit.
It's just a little cracker that it's so good.
It kind of looks like a Ritz.
Not a Ritz Triscuit. At all.
Square.
Oh, no, not a Triscuit.
It's square, and then it kind of looks like a old-fashioned concert ticket, raffle ticket. Is that a fair description of the shape of a chicken and a biscuit?
Okay. I could see
I
that.
I don't mind that one, yeah.
Yeah. Baked snack
Steve.
Crackers.
Right.
Listen.
Probably change your life.
You're not busy doing a lot of other stuff right now.
Good
so
point.
That's a good point. We could send you over and get Chips Ahoy and chicken and a biscuit.
I don't even know if I've seen this before. What aisle is this in?
Delicious.
Cracker?
Yeah, you just go, where's the delicious aisle? And they'll go right over there.
Yeah. I'm going to put that on the poll. Have you ever had chicken and a biscuit?
The logo like on this is fantastic.
Have. It is.
It is. It's a great, great cracker.
Yeah, it's a chicken.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess he's on a biscuit. Is that what that's supposed to
he's
be?
He's in a biscuit.
Is in a biscuit? It doesn't really look like a biscuit.
Yeah, you got to try them, Steve. We're going to get some of these before the end of the day. It's happening.
Do they come in different flavors or what's the deal?
Just yeah, they one. Come in awesomeness.
They're just one flavor.
Huh.
And it's so much flavor. It's one of those that your hand, you'll like 3 hours later, you'll lick your finger and go, God, still on there.
Do you know how they spell biscuit, Kevin?
B-I-S-K-I-T.
Hey. Is your name Kevin Steve?
Sorry, I do know. B-I-S-K-I-T, biscuit.
Sorry.
Steve's looking right at it. Yep, I see it. I know how to spell. I know how to spell
Those
and
are my
read.
Favorite crackers growing up.
Sorry.
Steve, do you know how to spell it? Yeah, it's right in front of me, Jay.
Yeah, B-I-S-K-I-T. Winner! I win!
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can you imagine Red Lobster? They're going through all this. They're like, okay, we're struggling financially.
Right.
We're closing stores.
We got to get it. We have to meet on this. We have to get together and brainstorm.
How are we going to save this? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? Red Lobster, a tradition in America.
Yeah.
Flavor Flav wants to talk.
Kevin James.
No such thing as bad ideas. Let's meet with it.
You take the call, right?
You take the call from Flavor Flav.
Yeah, you take it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Dear Jay and Kevin, growing up, I would always go to my aunt and uncle's house for the summer for like 6 weeks. It was one of my favorite things of my childhood. My son is now 12, and I think he should experience the same type of thing. My parents live in Everett. They are retired and a lot of fun, always willing to do great stuff with the grandkids. They have offered to take him for the summer anytime we want. He's excited, and he wants to go do it. The problem is my wife. She thinks it's not a good thing to have a kid gone for more than a week. No doubt we would miss him, But he's also close enough that, you know, we could go see him if we want to. I'm looking for some insight from others. Do you think this is an okay thing for a 12-year-old to go do for part of the summer? Maybe I'm just blinded by how great it was for me as a kid. That is from Chad.
All right, 509-441-0999 to call or text. Probably should have had that conversation before you told your son. I would say that. Like, it can't go back now, but I mean, to kind of like have the offer out there and then.
Well, yeah, and it may have been one of those where he was like, hey, he should go with my mom and dad for the, you know, for a while this summer. And dad, in his mind, is thinking 6 weeks, and mom's thinking, well, sure, for a week. You know,
yeah.
Like, you're right, Jay. That should have been discussed, the length of time.
Right. Because, I mean, if he thinks that he can go for the whole summer and he's already excited about that, it's hard to kind of take that away at that point. I feel like, well, he's already excited. I mean, unless you can say, hey, why don't we try a couple of weeks and then we'll see how it plays out.
And it looks like dad is talking 6 weeks, maybe. Mom's talking 1 week. The compromise does seem like the thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's give it a try for 3 weeks, see how it goes, see how mom does, see what she thinks, see what the kid thinks.
I get the mom thing, though. Like, my wife was, when they like went to Luther Haven or wherever they went, you know, it was 1 week, and my wife was like, holy smokes, can we go get him now? You know, I mean, because she missed the kid so much.
Right.
So I get that part of it. And the kids had a ball. I don't know if they would have a ball for 6 weeks, but, you know, each kid's different. It's not always the same. Steve, what would you do in this one?
If I was the kid or if I was the adult?
I'll let you be the adult this time for change.
I appreciate
that.
Yeah,
let's really role play.
Okay. No, I think the whole compromise thing is probably the way to go. Yeah, I mean, 3 weeks seems like a good deal.
What if you do? Do you do the thing where you put the carrot out there and say, let's try 3 weeks and see how everybody feels about it at that time?
I think so.
Or maybe you start with just one, and then, hey, you can always extend it. It's family, you know?
Right, yeah.
I would assume if they're welcoming for 6 weeks, it could just be anything up until that point.
True.
So, I will tell you one thing from the comments on Facebook is that the people who have done this all say, greatest memories of my childhood. They were just so fun going and doing the summer somewhere else. Like, it really was great. Now,
also, how great is it to have that much time with your grandparents?
Yeah, there's a few that say, she's like, we used to do this with my grandparents. When I was a kid, I hated it.
Ooh.
I hated that we had to go to grandma and grandpa's for the summer.
Because you can only have soup so many days
in
a row.
Yeah, and she goes, and looking back on it now, they're my favorite memories. A lot of my cousins would be there as well.
Sure.
And we just had an absolute blast.
Yeah. You want to hear something wild?
Yes.
Dave called in and he said, this reminded me of when I was a kid and I would go to my grandparents who lived in Everett.
Oh, whoa, weird.
Stop like this. Isn't that strange?
It's a weird same story, yeah.
Yeah. And he said he loved it, best memories. He would, you know, go to play baseball or see baseball. And
Again, you know, spending a lot of time around grandparents, and, you know, again, if the grandparents are cool and they're, you know, they're kind that are active and it's fun, you just don't get that much time around grandma and grandpa. It's hard to take that away. 6 weeks does seem like a long time, but, you know, hey, just, I mean, the compromise is there. Try it out, see what happens, and extend it if you want.
I mean, we never did it with our kids. We didn't really have, I'm trying to think like if they ever went away for very long. I think it was like a week, you know, like with a camp or something, Jay. That was it. So we just never really had it. I have some friends that every summer they do it with their kids. Their kids are gone for like maybe even 2 months in the summer with grandma and grandpa, and they love it. And the parents love it as well because they're like, we don't have children right now. This is amazing.
I sometimes it works. Like, I could see my wife's parents. They would have been great. You know, they loved the kids. Didn't matter how many kids were in the house. They probably would have taken all of our kids for 6 weeks. My folks, my dad probably would have got them a hotel after 3 days.
Jay?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
New Zealand, I think they're 22 hours ahead of us. But I can't remember if they set their clocks back.
Kevin James.
So maybe it's changed. Maybe it's 23 hours now.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Good morning, 7:30ers. I don't know.
I was waiting for them to respond.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. You're listening right now. You're kind of a 7:30er, aren't you?
You are, yeah. Or a 7:28er.
Ooh.
7:29er.
Did I hear a niner in there? By the way, Kevin, I forgot from yesterday. You know, Nico was the guy who texted yesterday and said, shut a ya yappa. And then
Shut a ya yappa.
And he texted today during the listener letter and said the same thing. I'm like, that a boy. Keep it alive, man.
It's good advice for any listener letter. Maybe.
I mean, it's going to fit.
Shut a ya yappa.
At least part of the listener letter.
Yep.
Hey. Shut a yappa. All right, we've got to do some entertainment news here, brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Also, we'll qualify somebody for $500 worth of free fuel in about 30 minutes, just before 8 o'clock. We'll have our next qualifier. Let's see. You want to start, Kevin, or you want me to start?
Oh, you go ahead.
Shut a yappa.
Shut a yappa.
Kevin, do you have any trouble at all understanding Morgan Wallen when he sings?
I don't. Good question. I don't really think so.
I mean, sometimes he runs his words together, and he obviously has a very thick Southern accent, especially singing. There was this quote-unquote controversy on the internet about part of his song, Cowgirls. You tell me, what is he saying right here?
Rodeo 419. Rodeo 419?
Rodeo 419.
See, if you look
Rodeo
up,
4-1 night.
That is the exact controversy right there. You just nailed it. Because in the written lyric, which, you know, this is people who go online and write these. It's not like it's the artist writing it. It's, you know, how there's multiple services. You can look up. I don't know if you know that or not. Obviously, Kevin knows. But you can, like, look up, you know, lyrics for the song. And there's a couple different services.
Yeah, it makes me mad when they're different.
When they're different, yeah. And so this started this whole thing online where people are like, no, it's not Rodeo.
I don't like that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How about just the old cupcakes? Do you like those?
It's kind of chalky. Not as chalky as a ding dong. A zinger is better than any of those two chocolate ones. Too chocolate. Heck, a snowball's better than a ding dong.
Kevin James.
What are these things?
You don't know what a snowball is? Even as chewy as a snowball, it's still better than a ding-dong. Kevin, is a ding-dong the worst or no?
No, I don't dislike a ding-dong.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Where is he?
He's walking back.
Take your time! Take your time!
He's coming. He's wearing his backwards hat.
Oh, geez. He's in a mood. We'll qualify somebody for Free Fuel Friday here in about 10 minutes. You all right? We're exactly on time. Well, I am.
I walked in exactly when you turned the light on.
Are you guys the type of people who sing in the car? There's a new lady at work who says she never sings in her car. I thought that was strange. That's from Carly. I guess the only person that I know that might not sing in the car is Steve. Steve?
I like to sing in the car.
Kevin, you sing all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's really strange, or not strange, but less common to not sing.
Yeah. I mean, you're by yourself. Your favorite song comes on. You're not singing that? I don't even think she's telling the truth. How do you not?
People don't sing.
It's your favorite song.
I have seen it.
You're in the car by yourself. You're not going to sing even one word? Seems weird.
Jay, I think some people just don't sing.
Text in right now if you don't sing in the car ever.
You say sad.
It kind of is, honestly. I mean, sing like no one's watching. Or I guess
it's impossible for me not to do. But
yeah,
I think
sure.
For some people, maybe it just is. They're like, yeah, I don't sing.
All right. Well, yeah. Anyway, I think it might be unusual. I just put it on the poll. We'll find out tomorrow when we check the polls late in the day. Kevin, you got any of them?
Yeah, it's definitely unusual, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I'm going to guess like it's a 90-10.
Oh, wow.
Jay, I do have an email or two for you today, and we're going to start with this one. Steven, I know you think this is made up, but it is not. It was sent to my personal Facebook page.
Ooh.
And they just said, hey, I heard Steve talking about dates. Is this something that he is looking to do more often? Because if so, I would like to take him on a date as well. She says take you on a date.
Oh, okay.
Which is interesting.
Wow.
Oh.
So she's offering to take Steve out.
Yeah.
Steve in.
And I don't know if she wants to, you know, show you around the neighborhood or what it is that she's got planned. But are you, where are we at here, Steve? Are we at a...
I mean, this person's not a murderer or something.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know if people normally don't sign their emails
that
way.
Yeah, she did not come right out and say.
And now it's time for Steve in or Steve out.
All right, Steve, are you in or out?
Sure.
And maybe not even necessarily you have to go on a date with this woman, but...
You're talking about general.
Yeah, in general, are you...
Yeah, because, I mean, what, worst case or best case or whatever, it's just kind of like a excursion?
Huh?
Or a adventure or a get-together of some kind?
That's a chance to meet somebody new.
Yeah,
open to go do things.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I think we need to know.
We've got email. Okay.
Was that too many words to say that?
We've got email.
Probably not the right words.
I mean, the answer is yes.
Okay. That's a good answer when it's just one word.
Guys, chicken and the biscuit isn't even in my top three. It's Cheez-It, Ritz, and Goldfish. Signed, Mr. Cracker Expert.
Wow, Cracker Expert.
That's quite the title you've given yourself, sir.
I was over the chicken and the biscuit thing until I just went out to go to the bathroom, and that was part of my delay is that
there was chicken and
somebody
the biscuit
else
out there?
Was in the bathroom, and then I had to wait for them. And it was our buddy Sam who was cooking a chicken bake in the microwave.
Nice.
Ooh. And it smelled so good, Jay, that I was like,
oh, man.
We need to send Steve to go get chicken and a biscuit.
Yeah. Was it a chicken bake like a Costco reheat thing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
I think they sell them, the Costco chicken bakes where they're just frozen. And
so what do you think of Mr. Chicken Expert here? Mr. Cracker Expert, I mean, on the crackers.
Yeah, what did you say?
Cheez-Its, Ritz, Goldfish. 1, 2, 3.
Well, I will tell you, Cheez-Its deserve to be in the top three.
Cheez-Its is great. I like that. I like that answer.
Ritz, underrated. They're one of those you forget about.
They're very buttery.
Until you have them, and then you go, boy, those are good.
I think that with club crackers, too, Kevin. Yeah, they're 100%. So buttery. And, oh, man. I mean, don't even get me started on the Wheat Thins and the Triscuits. I feel like they're kind of in a category by themselves. But
I won't get you started.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah, I don't. Here's the thing about chicken and a biscuit. It is never going to be my daily or, you know, like I eat it all the time. Because it's so good. You have to pace yourself. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know.
You'll eat the whole box.
Like, maybe you love a good steak.
Yeah.
A really good steak.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to have a good steak every day.
Right.
It's kind of like that. That's chicken and a biscuit to me is like, it's a treat.
You only have it
once in a while because it is so good.
So you're only having them on special occasions.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like, if you eat a box, you know, okay, that's it for a while. I can't go back and get those tomorrow.
Can't do it. Not going to do it.
We've got email.
It's not safe.
We've got email.
Time for one, Kevin.
Do you think that this is not an email? This is me coming up with an email.
Oh.
From myself, basically. Wow. Because I was discussing with a nice young couple yesterday. They have a daughter, and they were saying that their daughter, they went to the mall, and they got a Jamba Juice. And she said, I just gave my daughter, who's like, you know, 18 months old, a sip of it.
Okay.
And then I created a monster.
Because she wanted all of it.
She was like... Every time I took it from her or I had a drink, she would just go ballistic.
Go crazy
because
it's her.
Because she wanted the delicious flavor of a Jamba Juice. And I'm like, yeah, that's because that or Orange Julius, any of those places, they put something in there that is so addicting and delicious that none of us can say no to it.
And it was probably like, it's like a smoothie, right?
Does anybody know what it is?
What they put in there?
What is it? What is that ingredient?
Sugar?
Does anybody know? It is sugar, for sure. But there's something else, Jay. There's something else different about either a Jamba Juice or a Orange Julius for sure has some
addicting
property. Hmm.
Do you think how you drink something affects how you think it tastes?
What do you mean?
Like out of a straw or not?
Yeah, like, or, you know, out of a certain cup or whatever. You think that changes your perspective on something? Like, I think
with some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think things taste better if you have them with a spork.
No. No. That.